This is Friday, the August 21st, 2009. This is a 10 a.m. It's actually a special session. The agenda, I believe, says regular session. Let me explain a couple of things. We originally, when I was served with the lawsuit from the district attorney, I posted this agenda the next morning, thinking that we would have our attorney here to visit with us. After I thought about that for a couple of days, or for a while, I thought maybe I was jumping the gun and I should ask the commissioners what they wanted to do. I did call the attorney, and he said that if we need him, he would be available for a hearing on Monday. There's actually a hearing set for Monday at 10 a.m. on this matter. But I read the writ of mandamus filed by the district attorney, and he is requesting that he receive the money, or that we pay his newly hired first assistant district attorney everything that he had requested on the pay sheet. We have three pay periods left in this budget. That amount, that money amounts to $2,500. And so, rather than go through the cost of litigation and the continued use of our county resources to prove a point by the commissioner's court, I thought that it might make more sense to pay what the district attorney had requested. Now, I want to be clear, I believe that the commissioner's court has the authority to set salaries and to name the number of positions in any department, but I spoke with the attorney, and we would probably spend $4,000 or $5,000 defending this action, and if we could end it now, then that would certainly be what my recommendation to the court would be.
Can you clarify for the court what the point the commissioner's court wanted to make in your statement just now?
I think probably what the issue would be in court is that whether the commissioner's court has the authority to change a salary line item in the budget mid budget year. And I think, at least in my opinion, it's just my opinion. I mean, I'm not sure, and I'm not sure how the court would rule. But I think probably we do have that right. But I just don't see the point in continuing to, I mean, the point in spending more money than it would cost just to settle the issue and pay the first assistant what the district attorney has asked through the end of the year.
I think that for the record, there was certain things that, I mean, I know that when I said that we set money aside for Bob Cole, that it's obvious that we cannot do that. I mean, I was wrong in my statement is that we set money aside specifically to try to keep Bob Cole here. And there's plenty of attorney general's opinions that we can't do that. We can't give money with stipulations. What we can do is limit the number of employees and set employees' compensation. That's what we can do. But like I said, you know, I certainly think that it's not worth spending $4,000 or $5,000 to try to defend $2,500 when it's the best thing that I think we should do is just.
So in relationship to your comment that you made the other day in court, when Gary Smith, the auditor, used to have told us that we shouldn't do this, it was an illegal action, he thought, in his opinion, your statement there at that time was, well, we might as well go ahead and do it now as to wait until August 31st and do it then.
Well, it wasn't. I don't think it was an illegal action.
I'm just. I'm, I'm, depending on what the auditor said or whatever. And I also voiced my opinion is we shouldn't take the money out at that point in time.
We have not moved any money. There has been no line item transfer. There's been no budget amendments. The money is still in that account. It's just we set a salary, and I think that the right thing to do is for us to change our order.
We do need the record to be clear that there were never any line item transfers and never any budget amendments, never any budget transfers on August the 14th. We set a salary. Mm-hmm. And the money was never moved out of the district attorney's budget.
But the motion was made to reduce that to $2,249.56, mm-hmm. according to the figures I jotted down here. I may be off a cent or two. Mm-hmm. But at that point in time, I think I asked Mr. Crabtree, where do you plan on putting the balance of that money? And he said, I'm going to put it back in the general fund.
Well, right. That was my comment that it won't be used, and so it will roll back over into the general fund. Right.
Okay. So at the time that did we cut a paycheck for the first assistant DA the other day during this pay?
No, because she hasn't started to work yet at that time.
Okay, so Bob got paid the $3,082.89.
Yes, and he will be paid for 2 days, the 17th and 18th of August. Mm-hmm. And she starts up the 19th. And what went through court was the amount that y'all put on. Now, I'll have to put this in the record so that I will pay her the correct amount of what you're saying. Yes. Because all I have now, what went through the court was the amount that y'all
I thought what you meant the other day was it's just... If that's what she's going to make on October the 1st, why are we...
Right. We have a proposed budget. We have not adopted a budget, but we've got a proposed budget. And we know what's going to... If we adopt the proposed budget, we know what the salary's going to be. And so I didn't think that it would be... I didn't think we would be doing her... or that employee, what we were supposed to be doing if we pay her for three pay periods and then turn around and take it away from her. And that was my point for making the salary line item adjustment, or the salary, setting her compensation at what we did.
And I understand that, which at that point in time I told you was really not a viable argument, because you were discussing what was going to take place.
Possibly.
August the 31st, as opposed to what had already taken place October the 1st of 2009. I'm sorry, of 2008. Mm-hmm. And that was that we were taking money out of a budget that money had already been allocated.
But we didn't take any money out of a budget. The money's there.
The money was going to be taken out prior to this meeting this morning.
Mm-mm. No, no.
It can't without,
no,
without, there, it can't without a vote of the commission.
We cannot move money.
You voted last Friday to change, to reduce that salary to $2,249.56, mm-hmm. out of this year's budget, mm-hmm. okay? That would have taken place. That did take place because it's on record that that's what it was going to be reduced to had we not have had this meeting this morning. And I'm just assuming right now, and I know what assume does for somebody, but I'm assuming right now that this meeting is to rescind the motion or the action that was taken on this line
that's right.
here of last week,
mm-hmm.
okay? Then it did take place.
But there was no money moved.
There was no money moved.
When we moved...
Place, the money was going to be moved. It was
No. The money was not moved.
The general fund at the end of the budget year.
The money would have fallen back into the general fund reserves at the end of the budget year.
Just like any unspent money is in our budget.
It never would. It was never going to be removed from the line mm-hmm. item.
No.
It was not cut or eliminated from his budget.
$800 was cut per period.
No. It was still in his line item.
It was the compensation that we set. There was no money changed.
What was the paycheck for that person going to be next pay period? What was Ms. Brownlee's paycheck going to be for August the 31st?
Whatever we set.
That's my point, right there. It would have been what we said. We did move the money there.
The money is still there.
Still there, that's correct. But the point is, had this action not taken place this morning, it would have been reduced by $800 per the action that was taken on August the 14th. I mean, you can't dress it up any way other than that.
Mr. Smith? Did we move any money from the district attorney's budget?
No, it's still in the line, budget line. There's no vendor paid with money.
Did any action we take on the 14th move any money, or did it, was it any way going to move, change his budget?
No, the budget amount was still there.
Was still there until when?
It was still, it would have been there until the court decided to make a budget amendment, move money out, or until the year end, fiscal year end, where it would roll down into the jurisdiction.
And I believe that's what the court discussed doing August the 14th, was reducing that salary line item. Is that not correct? Mr. Smith, you stood right here and said you all can't do this. I don't think this is legal.
At that time, made a decision not to pay a particular person the amount the DA requested.
Okay.
We never took any action.
Go back and forth, but what action?
Well, the record is clear. The record is very clear. There was never any budget amendment. The money was still there. I don't know how to say that any simpler.
Okay, then why do we have to go through the process of Monday morning of next week at 10 o'clock in district court if the money was still there and was never moved?
Well, that's, we don't.
We don't have to go through the action next Monday?
No. If the court votes to pay the first assistant district attorney what Mr. Byrd has requested, then it takes care of everything he's asked for in his writ of mandamus. We vacate our order, and we reverse what we did, then there's no reason to have a hearing Monday morning.
Okay, and this court's got the authority to say that we won't have a hearing on Monday morning.
And, well, no, I mean, what I anticipate happening is we'll contact the district attorney, tell him he got everything he asked for, and then it will be up to the district attorney to tell us that the hearing's off. Now, this is done with the anticipation that we're going to save a lot of attorney's fees. And that, I mean, I know legally that if the district attorney gets everything he has asked for in his writ of petition, then his writ at that point is moot. And there's no reason to have a hearing on Monday. And I'm sure he's a lawyer. I'm sure he can see that.
I guess he's not here.
And so surely, I mean, if he says no, the hearing's not off, then we will have given the money back, and we'll end up spending a bunch of money on a lawyer too, because.
But what you're saying is there would be reason to have a hearing.
There's no reason to have a hearing if we vacate our order of the 14th. Well, let's wait until it's voted on.
Well, I'm just asking to break my balance.
Well,
what about Will Miss Brown when he paid rather than 22.4956? If you said what you did Friday, what would you be paying?
Ms. Harris, do you?
I don't have that original.
$3,000.
$3,010.24 plus she will have longevity from the state that we will be paid back. How will we pay? Probably I've got to do some checking on that. They pay her for that. We send in and get them back. So that might be on the next one. Plus she'll get paid for anything that Bob's getting paid for on their PSA.
It's about $74,000 per year.
But the bottom line is, the rest of the fiscal year, she's going to be paid $3,010.24 twice a month instead of $22.49.56 twice a month. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any question, Mr. Crittenden, that, I mean, if we've given everything back to the DDA that he requested, I mean, or do you still have concerns that we might have to have a hearing Monday morning?
Well,
that's up to the DA to make that decision.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion. I move that the court vacate the order August 14th, 2009, setting the salary of the first district attorney of Upshur County, and that the 2008-2009 budget year, the salary for the first assistant district attorney of Upshur County will be set in accordance with the funds designated by the Upshur County criminal district attorney and presented to the court on August 14, 2009. I further move that the court find it did not take any action on August 14, 2009 to cut or eliminate any previously approved funds from the Upshur County criminal district attorney's budget.
Second.
Motion's made by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson. Those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? I believe so.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.